Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Matt,
and Peakless Mountaineer.
Oh, welcome, Matt. I wasn't sure whether or not you were going to be on with us. It's confusing here at the studio because I honestly had no idea who I was going to be doing this show with tonight.
Matt.
Yes, evidently. I asked you about 20 minutes ago if you wanted to be on tonight, so thanks for that. Because as far as I knew, it was just Joa and myself, but there were issues with that, and I had no way to get in touch with Joa. And then Chris Wade offered to be on the show, and I was like, yeah, sure, come on. So that gave us four people once you showed up, and then...
Well, it turns out when you are forbidden to use technology, things get a little more difficult.
They do. And, you know, this is a problem I've been trying to fix for, like, the last 7 weeks. Almost everything related to Free Talk Live and the communications between the hosts and the show hosts and all of that was being done through Telegram. It's how we kept track of who was doing what and the show prep and all of that. But suddenly, I can't use Telegram, and it seems extraordinarily unlikely that once Ian is let out that he's going to be able to use Telegram, considering that Telegram was specifically cited as a problem by the government when they were arguing about his detention hearing.
Oh, definitely not. If anything, I think he'll have an even more restrictive set of what he can use.
I believe that's going to prove to be the case. I think they'll be more lenient with him in regard to show stuff and in regard to news, but that's only because he's going to be more willing to fight for those things than I am. I'm totally okay with being like, hey, can you push this button for me because I'm not legally allowed to push this stupid button. I can deal with the consequences of pushing the button, but no, I can't physically push the button. It's very weird, the terms here. Last week I had to get someone to print out an article for me from InfoWars because I can't go to InfoWars.
My God. Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was released, I was... it's basically a whitelist system. I was forbidden from any internet access. I wasn't allowed any unauthorized devices. And it took about 3 days. You know how much it sucks not being able to have any
It sucks
internet?
For me to even listen to you talk about it. I can't believe you're going through that. I can't believe, you know what, I can't
Dude,
believe.
It was worse.
Oh, my God.
It was so much worse the first 3 days. Couldn't listen to Spotify, couldn't watch Netflix, couldn't have any. I had to unplug my internet modem, but that was my attorney's advice.
Because clearly, if you watch Netflix, then you will somehow, by doing so, orchestrate a massive global financial empire.
I don't know what... it was just keeping me off the internet, right?
You know what? Just to get back at these guys a little bit, and I'm sure they hate me too. I mean, they kept me in handcuffs for 4 hours for a reason, so I guess that means they didn't like me. one of the things they said to me when they were interviewing me in the kitchen, tied to a chair... is they were very extra interested in knowing about Monero.
Really?
Yeah. They mentioned Monero to me a couple of times, and I am a huge Monero fan.
As am I.
The fact that, and the look on their faces said that they didn't know what they were talking about, but that was definitely a buzzword around the office for them. So if you love liberty out there in liberty-loving land, get yourself some Monero, because clearly the powers that be are naming it specifically, and they are clearly threatened by it. So let's get the Monero flowing.
I'm not surprised, because Monero is an actual privacy coin.
It's a privacy coin.
And Bitcoin isn't.
Well, I'm in favor of privacy coins, and I think that privacy is... So I think there are going to be specific niches for cryptocurrencies, and one of them is a privacy coin. Now, I won't hold on to Monero because they keep printing it. I will trade with it, though. I think it's sort of a quick in, quick out, and it's very useful for that.
What do you mean they keep printing it?
Well, so the way that Monero holds on to its value isn't by having an absolute maximum of how much Monero there will ever be.
Right.
It is by having a specific schedule of how frequently they create more and more of it.
Okay, so there's no cap on it like there is with
right.
Bitcoin. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't even aware of that.
This is how I understand Monero. The way it works is that whereas...
You're wearing a Monero shirt, by the way.
No.
It's not?
It's something else.
It's the exact
yeah,
same
it's
logo.
It's really close, isn't it?
It is very similar.
Yeah. We can say
wrong
it.
Wrong colors, though.
Definitely. I do have a Monero shirt upstairs, though, and you're right. The logo is very, very similar. So the way I understand that Monero works is, whereas other cryptocurrencies, when you send it, it goes through a pipe and comes out on the other side. Whereas with Monero, when you send it, it burns itself, destroys itself, and reappears as a new crypto, a new coin on the other side. So there's no middle trace. There's no middle path to follow along. It's not there.
So okay. It's sort of the, like with a normal currency, you're walking through the snow and you can sort of watch the steps. And this one is
great analogy.
Star Trek level teleporter.
Great analogy. Yes.
So I'm actually a really big fan of Zcash, which is another privacy coin, but it has an ultimate cap.
Well, what I understand about Zcash and its derivatives is that, or most of its derivatives, is that it is not necessarily a privacy coin. Like Dash has a privacy function, but you have to turn it on.
Mm.
Whereas with Zcash, it's very similar. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah.
Chris Wade's here in the studio with us, and he's I've been doing my homework on this stuff a little bit.
One of these Zcash derivatives is Hush, and they are working on default shielded transactions.
Yeah.
Those would be the default privacy coins.
Yeah, Hush might be another one to look at. I mean, we know the developers of Hush in real life, and we know that they are pro-freedom people. So
and very much dedicated to privacy.
And very dedicated. The purpose of Hush isn't so much as a coin. It's a messaging service that is bulletproof, completely quiet. Like you can't get into those conversations from outside.
That's certainly beneficial because, you know, Signal has its problems, Telegram has its problems, Wire has its problems.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. I think there was Keybase recently, and then they got bought out by, who was it? Who bought them out? It was
probably Google.
I think it was Zoom.
Zoom,
actually.
No kidding.
I think Zoom bought out Keybase. I don't recall, but either way, the privacy function of it's gutted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody turns to, what? Not everybody, every non-libertarian turns to WhatsApp for an encrypted messaging platform.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, believing that Facebook is going to actually encrypt their stuff and not give itself
back. Clearly Facebook's on our side. Why else would they be making a cryptocurrency?
I don't know to what extent.
They would never work with the FBI. I mean, obviously.
Get out there. If you have some cryptocurrency in a wallet sitting around, it's Bitcoin or whatever, Bitcoin the dinosaur. A lot of wallets will allow you to swap currencies right inside the wallet. So if you're having a hard time finding a place to buy Monero, A, build a miner and let it run in your basement and forget about it. There you go. There's some Monero. And other than that, you can just swap it in your wallet to something else.
It is difficult to acquire Monero in the United States. As far as I'm aware, the only licensed cryptocurrency exchange that sells Monero is Kraken.
Oh.
I think that Binance, Coinbase, and Gemini all refuse to support it. Binance.com, if you're a non-U.S. citizen, will sell you Monero, but Binance.us won't.
Oh, interesting.
Ironic, since they're the ones that are under investigation for hiding money.
Binance is?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, my ability to access.
Oh, you mean you haven't heard all of the things that are going on in all of the different places that you're not allowed to look?
It could be political, too, because isn't Binance a Chinese operation?
I don't know.
Is it?
I think Binance is a Chinese operation, and I could be wrong, and Coinbase is like the American counterpart to it.
Coinbase, I believe, is the biggest of the three.
Yeah. It's the oldest, anyway. Yeah. It's for sure the oldest. It's the one everybody knows. I remember when we used to wear Coinbase t-shirts telling people they needed to get a Coinbase account, and then they basically turn into the United States government.
Mm.
So the new Rothschild Bank of crypto.
So you mentioned just having a miner in the basement. I'm wondering at this point, like, is that reasonable? Like, what does it actually take in order to mine one of these things?
It's going to cost you more in electricity to mine than it is what you'll get back. But we know that if you're mining a good coin and the values are going up in a year.
Well, I'm just wondering if it takes like just a graphics card or like a whole lot of equipment for it.
We'll talk about it more when we come back.
All right, sounds good.
What are your thoughts? Are you ready to jump ship and abandon Bitcoin? 603-283-6160. Let us know what you think. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Matt,
and Beakless Mountaineer.
And we've been talking about various cryptocurrencies and the merits of one cryptocurrency versus another. Obviously, each cryptocurrency sort of has its own function, its own utility. Bitcoin is the big dog. That's where it's most usable as an asset. Consider it to be more like a stock that one invests in than anything that's usable as a currency. Bitcoin Cash, in contrast, is actually usable as a currency.
Yeah, Bitcoin's basically nothing but a standard bearer at this point. The technology's old, and basically anything, Doge is based on Bitcoin, Litecoin's based on Bitcoin. And if you try to send Doge, you notice that the transaction fees are pretty high already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a serious, crypto.
They are already approaching the problems of Bitcoin and none of the advantages.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, there's also no cap. And there's a couple of guys who can crash it whenever they feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. So it shouldn't be taken seriously. I wish people would start veering away from Bitcoin and get into a better coin. There's tons of cryptocurrencies out there, and a lot of them are really interesting. They have side functions that have nothing to do with serving as a transfer of value, just contracts and, there's all kinds of things out there.
Yeah, apparently,
sky's the limit.
Apparently, Bitcoin Cash has just made a hard fork that succeeded, so everyone went with it, that has given them the ability to do Ethereum-like contracts.
Oh, that happened. Oh. That happened in, 2019, I believe it was.
I didn't hear about it. That's awesome.
This was something new.
This allowed for the creation of local.bitcoin.com.
Mm.
Because the Bitcoin Cash blockchain now is able to hold funds in escrow using a smart contract, and when the conditions are met, to release those funds automatically.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
So that
is that a Roger Ver thing?
I mean, he was largely behind Bitcoin.com.
Man,
I think he stepped away from it as of late, but...
He's a genius. In Ver we trust.
Nice guy.
I like him.
But Bitcoin Cash did try to split into Bitcoin Cash 1-2-3 or ABC or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was some kind of nonsense, and it didn't seem like it was going to be successful. And it turned out it wasn't.
Yeah, the interesting thing about cryptocurrencies is, and right from the very, very beginning, we said this would happen, and it was a good thing. It might seem like a wonky kind of thing. It's something we're not used to because that's not the way government money works. But we knew that there was going to be competition. And we needed for there to be competition. There has to be competition, or you wind up with a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely.
Yeah, and that's. So I think that part of why they're pumping up Doge right now is so that people have an idea of this is the other Bitcoin. So that when they feel the need to do so, they can just destroy the entire thing. And people go, cryptocurrency, there's the kind you can't spend, and there's the kind that breaks.
Right. Yeah, right. They're trying to sabotage. I wouldn't doubt it. I think the cat's out of the bag, and it's too late for that.
Yeah.
There's a strong history. Tesla, even though they recently stopped, they successfully accepted Bitcoin for many, many years. Bitcoin, what's the David Byrne's company? Overstock.com.
Mm-hmm.
Not David Byrne. Is it David Byrne? No, that's the
singer
of the Talking Heads.
I forget the guy. I can picture the
Patrick
face.
Byrne.
Yeah, Overstock was the first major company to accept cryptocurrency.
Yes, and they did so. When that opened up, I bought a whole bunch of stuff, and I bet he still has every single Bitcoin, every single Satoshi I sent him.
Well, Bitcoin is usable at a lot of places, but it's often through a payment processor like BitPay or something like that. So the end company isn't really, Newegg technically takes Bitcoin, but they really don't.
Right.
They just support BitPay.
You can get Amazon stuff if you use purse.io.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to wait a little bit longer.
Right.
But there's Valve, the gaming platform, the gaming company that owns Steam, used to take Bitcoin.
Yeah,
they stopped taking it because the Bitcoin fees made it unusable.
Yep, there it is. I wish they didn't just stop taking cryptocurrency and just switch to a better cryptocurrency.
Mm. That would have been better.
Yeah, and they're out there. You know, there Bitcoin Cash was one. Bitcoin Cash was altered from Bitcoin a little bit so that it didn't have those old problems as much. You know,
yeah, and it's weird because you have a figure like Peter Schiff,
yeah,
who is like, well, I mean, you can just make all these new cryptocurrencies, and yes, you can, but that doesn't mean anyone's running them. That doesn't mean they actually have a network.
Right.
And as much as like that's, oh well, you can just make an infinite number of cryptocurrencies, that's actually the strength because you can't compromise the system.
I can't believe he, of all people, doesn't get that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's one of those things where if you come to know so much about one subject, then you just start seeing everything through the lens of that subject.
That's a good point.
I mean, man, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the legacy financial system and to precious metals. Like, he knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes, like, that's why he predicted the 2008 crash in exact detail. But that much knowledge has kind of become a burden because it's his framework for seeing reality.
Uh-huh.
And luckily, it was the 2008 recession that caused the creation of cryptocurrency.
That's correct.
Mm.
Nobody reads all these talking heads and all these new people to crypto that are acting, you know, Mark Cuban and Elon Musk, and, you know, these, there are cultural experts on cryptocurrency. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. And you can tell they for sure have never read Satoshi's white paper.
Mm. Or any of the newsletters.
Or any of the newsletters, yeah.
No, honestly, I think Elon is like crypto for hipsters. Like, see, we didn't get in on your Bitcoin like a bunch of nerds, but see, we're going to the moon anyway.
I'm kind of glad they're getting the word out there.
And we're
going
to be green about it.
Yeah. That's the best part.
Yeah, never mind that, Bitcoin, which, yeah, does use a lot of electricity, still uses less than the regular money system does.
That's right.
Oh, and B, if this actually becomes the dominant world currency, so war as we know it is over, and the world's largest polluter, the U.S. military, can't function this way anymore. So, yeah.
All other militaries would have a heck of a time functioning as well.
Yeah.
That's not a...
I mean, to me, the proof that he doesn't know what he's talking about is that he didn't turn around and promote a proof-of-stake coin.
Right.
Because proof-of-stake doesn't utilize nearly the amount of electricity that proof-of-work does, but he probably doesn't even know what proof-of-work
means. Know that
is Doge a proof-of-work?
I don't know.
It's just a Bitcoin clone, so...
So, presumably, yeah.
So it's a proof-of-work. So, oh, see, it doesn't use as much. Yeah, because no one's using it.
It's also worthless. Well, not anymore. I'm so used to calling Dogecoin worthless, right?
Jeez.
Because it was a joke coin.
I am sincerely looking forward to it being worth more than a dollar.
So am I, yep.
Oh, me? I mean, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not riding the wave, but man, it's garbage.
It's
I will
garbage.
Ride this crash right into the sunset.
I just really look forward to a joke being more valuable than the dollar.
Absolutely, yes. Two Doge there. You had two Doge. You had more than a dollar's worth of value.
That's true.
That's how bad the dollar
USD is officially worth two jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I actually watched the SNL where he basically like did severe damage to the entire cryptocurrency network. And the one good joke that I remember was the guy's like got a US dollar, you know, an actual physical one. He's like, oh, so no, it's like, oh, so it's not real. More real than that thing.
He said that.
Yeah,
I missed it.
I want to hear more about this episode because I'm told that, you know, it damaged cryptocurrency, and I want to know how and why because I haven't seen it. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Powerful storms and life-threatening flash floods are endangering people along the Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service has put out a hazardous weather outlook for parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas all week. The Weather Service also issuing a flash flood emergency in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where some reported up to a foot of rain Monday. Houses and streets are flooded and cars are stranded as rainfall totals are expected to reach the threshold for a 100-year event. President Biden back in our nation's capital after visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan on Tuesday. Biden saying the U.S. will set a new pace for electric vehicles.
That means reversing the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards.
Biden also pitching his spending plans. USA Radio News. More retailers continuing to follow the science and say bye-bye to the masks.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday said he opposes a bipartisan agreement that was announced last week to create an independent commission with subpoena power to investigate the January 6th Capitol breach. McCarthy saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith and trying to politicize the commission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Of course, you're welcome to call in and join the conversation. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Matt.
And Thiegless Mountaineer.
And we're talking about cryptocurrency, one of my favorite things, and one of the things that I am not allowed to use at the moment.
Boo.
Yeah, I can't access it, can't buy it, can't sell it, can't even open my wallets to see what I have. Can't even have my wallets installed onto my phone. I didn't realize prior to this how much in my daily life I actually used cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Because this is Keene, New Hampshire, right? Mm-hmm. This is crypto.
Could you imagine if somebody got, arrested for suspicion of something to do with dollars and they let them out on bail and told them they couldn't use dollars?
Yeah.
Do you think that happens? You're not allowed to go to the bank. I mean, if you were a bank robber or something, you actually walked into a bank with a gun at some point, and then they told you you couldn't go to a bank anymore. That would make sense.
Yeah, but I didn't rob a bank.
Yeah.
So here's kind of what I think of it as.
That's an excellent point, though. I'm going to mention that to my attorney.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's what I'm here for.
If you look at the story where Jesus throws over the tables, right? So sure. Now the circumstance for that is that you have to change your dirty Roman money into temple shekels. And basically, you are in a situation where you live inside their temple, and they will not let you use the other money.
Yeah,
you must use our temple shekels.
Well, and time is going on. Dramatic, but sure, I'm the Jesus that went in and tried to flip the table.
Yeah, except instead of Jesus, it's a boy who's a girl and is a Satanist.
Yeah.
Funny how that works. But yeah, also, you're not allowed to leave the temple. You can't leave the U.S. You can't use anything other than their currency.
I had no desire to leave the temple. I was making plans to go to, I think it was Thailand at some point, but it was just to visit and then come right back. And now I can't do that. And so, I mean, that sucks, but I'm not as restricted as, like, I've looked at the conditions that are available on Pacer for Ian, and he's going to be basically under house arrest.
Yeah.
I'm not. I can come and go from the state of New Hampshire as I please.
Well, that's because he's a diabolical mastermind.
Yeah.
I will never. That's my response as well.
With no ties to New Hampshire.
I will never get over Ian being a mastermind. I'm like, this is the same dude who, like, once a month stands in the shower and just shaves his entire body from head to toe. This is your criminal mastermind. Yeah. I love Ian to death, right? But...
I think the
depiction they're painting of him is just so far from who Ian is as a person.
Ian bought a car like 10 years ago, and I think he's put like 82 miles on it.
No, he's at least done that on the trip to Porkfest.
Yeah, right. That, other than that, we exclude Porkfest trips. I think that car is like, yeah.
He doesn't leave Keene, let alone New Hampshire. Are you kidding me?
It may be getting driven more now than it did when he was out. So, anyway, that's funny. Good point.
No ties to New Hampshire. None whatsoever.
Just the radio show here and a Liberty Migration that he's been pushing for 15 years. Yeah. But, you know,
he doesn't even want to go into Massachusetts.
No one wants to go into Massachusetts.
I know. He doesn't want to go to Vermont. I've offered to take him. You know, I'm like, New York's a beautiful place. It's a miserable tyranny, but I mean, as far as a beautiful, natural place is, you should come to my mom's house and visit. Nope, not leaving. I'm not going past Vermont. You can't get him out of here.
And beware, the mastermind has a novelty passport.
That's right. Oh, my. Anyway.
I was shocked, but I did laugh when I saw that, you know, he has to surrender that novelty passport in order to for his release to be secured. Yeah, so.
I tell him that it cost me $100 and you're gonna have to give me $100 and I will release that to you.
Ian wants to be out of jail, so I don't blame him for accepting.
If you told them that, they'd go, okay, we can keep you.
Unfortunately, that's the way they work. There's no negotiating with terrorists.
That is
because the terrorists won't really allow you to negotiate with them.
Pretty much. But getting back to our earlier conversation, I did want to find out. So I know that in sort of like Bitcoin core culture, a big thing for them was like, no, you've got to stake your own node. You've got to be mining your own Bitcoins because that's how we're going to do a peer-to-peer system. And from what I understand, it's just with Bitcoin Core especially, it's just gotten insane the amount of processing power that people are using to mine these things. So, I mean, you mentioned with Monero just like set up something in the basement, and I wondered, like, what kind of hardware do you even need for that?
Well, there's two. I'm not an expert. I learned a lot this week, though, so I'll pass that to you. Take it for what it's worth. There are two different types of miners, two different types of coins, basically. So Monero is what's called an ASIC-resistant coin.
What is an ASIC?
ASIC is a type of computer language programming.
I don't remember what the acronym stands for, but it basically means it's designed specifically to mine Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency.
Okay, right. Gotcha. So Bitcoin is an ASIC mineable coin.
Okay.
It requires a lot of computing power. The best way to generate that computing power is by using a video card.
Okay.
So that's why Bitcoin miners are well known for soaking up tons of video cards, and all the gamers get mad that they can't get video cards.
The only video card you can find right now is about $900.
Okay, that's probably because everybody's building a mining rig to mine Bitcoin. It's gotten more popular.
But why would you build a miner for $500 of a graphics card? That's not going to do
right.
it. I mean, that'll do it if you're mining like Vertcoin or Ravencoin.
Right,
or
and that's what a lot of people end up doing.
And I'm sure part of why it is now is because we have a major shortage of silicon chips right now. Because, like, everything in the world got shut down, you know? Turns out making silicon chips isn't essential. Never mind the fact that we use silicon chips for
about that with
bloody
me,
everything in life.
But to continue, Monero is an ASIC-resistant coin, and it doesn't require a video card. It can't use a video card for that purpose. So what you need is a really, really strong processor.
Yeah.
So basically, if you had a gaming computer and you took the video card out of it, you'd have a great mining rig for Monero. So I just spent about $700 to build this mining rig. My friend put it together for me and stuck in the basement and made it go. And it's just sitting down there ticking away. It's got cool lights that you put on it and stuff, but
yeah,
so I know about it.
As I've seen it, like they're sort of somewhat distinct subcultures within the cryptocurrency culture. And like a big part of the Bitcoin core crowd is having your own miner. And I don't know
how true that is anymore. I think now they're all about, you know, hodling and making off with as much
hodling is a huge part of the Bitcoin core crowd thing, and I'm much more of the sort of Bitcoin Cash crowd, where like what we brag about is not how much we've held on to, but hey, look at these places I can spend this.
Yep.
Look at me actually buying real goods and services like a real currency.
Yeah, and in my experience spending cryptocurrency just here in town, you know, I go to the barber here locally and he accepts crypto. I pay him in Bitcoin Cash. Mm-hmm. That's what he likes.
Nice.
He knows that if we spend Bitcoin with him, it could very well not show up at all. You know, might get kicked back to me and he might not get paid.
The last time I used Bitcoin, it was at Wilder Automotive and it was for like a $1,200 bill. So the $5 fee didn't make a difference in that.
Right.
But yeah, if it was going to be a $10 lunch.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is useless for that.
Yeah, gone are the days. I mean, I remember back when I first heard of Bitcoin, one of the former hosts of Free Talk Live here, Nemi, she actually paid for two tacos with Bitcoin, 24 Bitcoin for two tacos.
Wow.
So that's a kind of a legend. There's a ton of those stories.
Oh, yeah. And,
I mean, I know, but
hey, and the anniversary is, this Thursday of the great pizza purchase?
Oh, that's right. That's coming up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's Thursday.
How many Bitcoin did they charge for those two pizzas?
An absurd amount.
I think it was 10,000 total.
Yeah, 10,000 Bitcoin for, was it one pizza?
It was two pizzas. But, I mean, it wasn't an absurd amount back then.
Didn't they order
it? Because they were worth, like, nothing at the time.
I think they ordered the pizzas at Papa John's, but they were in England, and they ordered them to an address in New York, right?
I don't remember all of the details about it, but I don't think the restaurant themselves actually took them. I think somebody gave someone else.
Right. Yeah, the deliverer, the guy who answered the phone is loaded right now.
Yeah, and I'm amazed that no, like, DoorDash or anything has picked up cryptocurrency yet.
I also am, because, I mean, it's a prime opportunity for it.
Absolutely.
And plus, it's touchless. I'd expect to be more popular in place of this
totally.
This pandemic we have going on. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Matt, and Peaceless Mountaineer talking about cryptocurrency, one of probably all of our favorite subjects, really. We were talking about mining, and I've got some experience with mining. I mined a bunch of Ravencoin over the last year, sort of off and on, but it generated, I think, a few thousand Ravencoin, but Ravencoin was basically worthless. It was just this up-and-coming coin. It wasn't even worth a penny, and now it's at like 19 cents or something like that. Can't touch it, but hey,
it's there.
They're waiting on me one day.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. And who knows, maybe it'll be even more valuable than. Apparently there's actually some really good reasons to stand behind Ravencoin, other than the fact that it's an X16R token, which means it's GPU and CPU mineable. So it's also ASIC resistant.
Right. I think Ravencoin is a clone of Monero, isn't it? Isn't it like a... they clone it and they switch it around a little bit and they improve some things and so forth.
I don't know. I didn't get into it because I was happy about its technology or anything like that. I was like, oh, okay, I can mine that.
Yeah.
My computer's not being used for anything else. I might as well mine something.
Right on.
So that's what
if
I picked.
If you got a computer sitting, like an old desktop.
Well, mine's a full-blown gaming PC, so it mined a ton of Ravencoin
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine, the one I just built, is basically, it's built just like a gaming PC. And in fact, my buddy who built it for me says, when this is, like, out of date for, mining Monero, you can just, like, slap a video card in and sell it as a gaming PC. It'll be a great gaming PC.
Nice. Like,
okay, so that's where it's going to go.
I think you mentioned Vertcoin is another one of those where, like, it doesn't take that much computing power. I don't know anything about this thing. I just know that I ran across, like, a website that took a bunch of them, and that was one of the ones, a bunch of cryptos that it would take for membership, and that was one of the ones I'd never heard of.
Vertcoin used to sponsor Call to Freedom, which was a show on LRN that I helped host.
Gotcha.
And was in charge of briefly after Will Coley left. They seemed to be doing some really good things. The people in charge of it, you know, they were MIT students. They were doing great work. And then it just sort of seems to have gone haywire. The project continues on, but the value of it just dropped through the roof. A lot of people lost a lot of money because of it, and it's never really recovered, and I don't think it's ever really going to. It's just going to be another one of those, oh, well, we tried.
How was the utility like, though? Does it need constant development? That's what my question is. Do cryptocurrencies really need constant development, or can, you know, we saw Satoshi invent Bitcoin, and then we saw him disappear, and then we saw the problems that it had.
Well, like I was saying earlier, I think there are different niches for different bitcoins, or rather for different cryptocurrencies. Like, Bitcoin holds the, like, store of value, pretend it's gold, and it's going to be really hard to unseat because it's the Kleenex of facial tissues.
Right.
So I think it's going to hold on to that maybe forever, probably not, just because that's life, but for a good long time, it's going to be the store of value coin. Bitcoin Cash is one of the ones that competes in the currency market. Like, we want you to spend this at actual places. Whereas Ethereum is really, really diving into functionality.
I wish Ethereum would die off. Though.
Me too. I try to tip a kid. I had, you know, have you ever had a crypto wallet and you just wanted to move it all out of one crypto into another, and that always leaves that little residual 0.0002 Satoshis in the box? Well, every time you do that, the price of cryptocurrency goes up, and you look in that stupid wallet, and there's $5 worth of Ethereum in it. When you try, you know, so that 0.0002 ended up becoming worth, you know, $3. So I try to tip a kid $10 worth of Ethereum in a random wallet, and I wanted to tip my waiter in Ethereum just to get rid of it again.
Sure.
I wanted to tip him $5. The fee was going to be $5.
Oh, I believe it, man. Ethereum has so many tokens, and so many of them being valuable, that the gas fees for Ethereum, that's the cost it takes to send the transaction, are just through the roof, and they have been for a long time. I needed to send like $1,300 in U.S. dollar tethers, which is a ERC-20 token. It's an Ethereum token, and it was going to cost me almost $200 to do it.
Unbelievable. It makes the coin totally useless. But the great thing about cryptocurrency is, unlike government-issued currency, we don't have to keep using it. It's not the only thing. There's other ones out there. We'll use those instead.
Like Bitcoin Cash. It now has Bitcoin smart Cash token systems.
Right. So, and that's the thing. So what Ethereum's really been concentrating on is development. Like, they want to be able to do all the tips and tricks and all these little special functions, all the bells and whistles, which is, I think, a completely different niche. So, like, they're not in the store of value niche. They're not in the spendability niche. They're in the increasing technology niche, I guess. And I think
is good. They do have some cool projects like Gollum and some others, which basically allow people to rent other people's processing power to compile like Adobe 3D art projects and stuff like that. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether or not it actually works, but it's made possible by, you know, Ethereum. But the same could be done on Bitcoin Cash, and people wouldn't be paying, you know, $5 fees to $5 worth of Golem.
Right, and it really is just a matter of, like, so Bitcoin Core has a bunch of miners right now. Bitcoin Cash doesn't. Ethereum has a bunch of developers. Bitcoin Cash doesn't. But at any given time, if, you know, either of those groups decides to move over to it, then you will see the functionality, the bells and whistles, explode in Bitcoin Cash. Mm-hmm. And because it's functioning as a currency, and the people who are holding on to it and who are mining it are probably going to very, very strenuously maintain that spendability, so then it'll end up having all these bells and whistles and be an actual currency.
Yeah, and Roger Ver is no slouch when it comes to, you know, being innovative.
We would hope that these other currencies would hold their utility, their usefulness as a currency, as they became more popular and more valuable and more better developed. But Bitcoin Core kind of suggests that greed would take over and be like, no, we can just drive the value through the roof and screw all the people who want to actually use it as money.
I think it's more than greed. Honestly, I think that enough of the existing establishment of finance owns Bitcoin that they can decide how big the block size is. And since most of their investments are in non-cryptocurrency, then they want to slow down the shift from U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency to cryptocurrency as the world reserve currency. They want to slow that down as much as possible. So they specifically voted to, no, we're going to keep the block size nice and big so that you can't actually spend this as dollars.
That's one of the few things that Bitcoin SV, which is a fork of Bitcoin Cash, did correctly. It removed the block size definition. So whatever your processor can put out there, that's how big your block can be.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up competition among miners so that they're mining, they're competing with each other to get our transactions instead of forcing us to pay higher transaction fees, competing with each other to get them to recognize us.
Yeah, that's a really interesting culture as well. So like one of the things, like part of why I was asking you, what does it take to mine these things? So like, big proponents of Bitcoin SV, like when you join their little club, they'll just send you a bunch of it. Like, here, have some money. It's kind of like a digital version of the love bomb, if you're familiar with that tech.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, how difficult would it be to, like, introduce someone to something like Bitcoin Cash and be like, well, now that I've introduced you to this, here, now you can mine it.
That would be cool. I don't know about the prospects of mining Bitcoin Cash, but you can certainly mine Monero or something like that.
Mm.
But I mean, there is you can't just lie here. You can mine Monero on your cell phone. You can't. They have to invest in some hardware and actually put in some work to make that happen.
Right. You need some processing power.
But you could always just be like, okay, here's some Monero, or here's some Bitcoin Cash, or here's some whatever currency of your value is, currency of your choosing is. Ian did that here for years. He ran competitions. Well, they weren't really competitions, but giveaways rather, where he would give anyone who never had a crypto wallet before $25 in Bitcoin and $25 in Bitcoin Cash.
He would take out ads in the local paper.
Yes,
to give people money.
Yes, right. and every month a lucky winner got, I think it was 250 in Bitcoin and 250 in Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving it away to people.
I hope those people know where it is.
I do too, because one Bitcoin Cash, I mean, $250 a year ago was one Bitcoin Cash, which is like, what, $1,200, $1,300 today?
Mm-hmm.
So if they held on to that, it was a good choice.
Absolutely.
My suggestions for people last year was to, hey, that government stimulus check you just got, take that, buy Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone who did on that first round of stimulus checks saw that value increase. I don't even know what it would be by now.
Right.
Somewhere around 7 to 8 times.
Yeah, the thing about Satoshi Vision that I don't like is everything that Craig Wright says. That dude is so creepy. And
I was just going to say that.
He is the Pope of Satoshi Vision. He really
is. What
is
Satoshi Vision?
SV, Bitcoin SV.
Oh.
That's Craig Wright's the big backing voice behind that.
I never
trusted that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a liar.
I like Bitcoin SV, but I don't like the guy who bumps it.
No, he's a liar, and he's conniving, and there's no reason to believe he's Satoshi. The only good positive thing I can say about Bitcoin SV is that it removed the block size definitions. I've been arguing for that for years.
Which is important.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.